It's Tuesday, the 1st of December 2020, and MPs are voting in the House of Commons tonight on the stricter COVID tier system for England as the nation moves out of national lockdown and into tougher new tiers. Under the proposals, Keighley and Ilkley in West Yorkshire would be put into the toughest tier 3 zone. And the constituency's MP, Robbie Moore, has been telling Rumbold's Radio that he's going to vote against the government for the first time tonight since he became an MP a year ago.
It's obviously a big decision to be making, but this evening I will be voting against the government on the new tiered system that's going to be coming in. And let me just set out my reasons why. I have huge concerns about the impact the current restrictions are having on our many, many local independent businesses right across Keighley and Ilkley and Silsden and the wider constituency. But of course, particularly under the new tier 3 restrictions, the impact that this is going to be having on our hospitality sector. And I think if the government is going to be saying to certain businesses that you are unable to open, then that additional financial support has got to be there to warrant that decision being made. And it is my view, having listened to the PM this afternoon, that that's just not there. It's just not quite good enough.
There will be people that say we need this extra lockdown because in some parts of the area the rate is still quite high and the virus is transmitting between people.
Absolutely. And I totally do believe that in principle the tiered system is the right approach. But where I feel that more needs to be done is that financial support has got to be provided if we're specifically telling businesses that they have to remain closed. And if you take our wet pubs, cafes, restaurants, self-catered accommodation are all going to be hard hit in what should be the busiest time of the year. And that's where I feel that if the government had provided that extra bit of support that I had been requesting and asking for, then my decision would have been difficult. But what I'm being asked to do is vote in the round on all of it. And I don't feel that I can do that simply because we're not supporting these specific businesses that we're asking to remain shut in the next few weeks, possibly months ahead.
The indication is that the government motion will get passed, so we will get put into tier 3 regardless of how you vote. So what do you hope to achieve by voting against the government?
My role is to be first and foremost Keighley and Ilkley's MP, and I absolutely want to make that voice heard as strong as I can down in Westminster. And if this is just to send a message to the government that they need to provide that extra support going forward, then so be it in the way that I'm voting this evening. I was proudly elected to represent the patch, and that is exactly what I will do, and I will continue to remain that strong voice for local businesses, independent businesses right across Keighley and Ilkley.
I guess your boss, the Prime Minister, would argue that they have put a lot of money into various sectors already and there's only a limited amount of cash. We can't just keep printing more money. So what gives instead? You know, if you want the support for these businesses that are being hardest hit, where else are we going to have to cut money?
Well, I think the range of financial packages that have been provided by the government has been absolutely phenomenal over the last months ahead. But having spent many a weekend getting around, speaking to people and evenings speaking to businesses, they actually want to be able to open. They'd rather have their doors open than having and receiving that financial support. But what we're telling certain businesses as we go into these beefed up, the stricter tier 3 restrictions, is that businesses are unable to open because we're telling them as a government that they can't. And therefore, that's when the government has to step in and provide that support. It's always going to be a tough decision. I don't envy the decision that the government and the PM is taking, absolutely not. But my view is that that support has to be tailored to this sector that's going to be hard hit.
Finally, I suppose the danger is if we are going to get put into tier 3, which looks likely for the next 2 weeks at least, if even our MP doesn't agree with them, what does that say about compliance and whether people are actually going to follow these rules?
Well, as I've said, I agree in principle with this tiered restrictions, but where I don't agree with the government is the additional support, the financial support that's being provided. So my message to everyone across the constituency is, yes, it is highly likely that we will be entering tier 3 based on tonight's vote. And I would urge everybody to adhere to those restrictions, because we are in the middle of a pandemic. And yes, there are issues that are being caused and capacity capacity issues on our local NHS, and we've got to protect that. But equally, we've got to get that fine balance between getting our economy going again. And that is why I'm voting the way I am tonight, because if we are telling businesses they have to close, that extra support must be there to make sure that they can open once we can all get the economy going again.